guys, this is me, your host Shruti. So if you're new here, welcome, and if you're not new, welcome back. I'm very grateful that you're here. So I'm back with another episode of A Typical Tuesday. Today's episode is very exciting. So I finally completed 7 days of Miracle Morning. If you have no idea what the Miracle Morning routine is, let me tell you, it is the book by the same name, The Miracle Morning, and is written by Hal Elrod. It's an amazing book. I'll surely recommend this. Basically, The Miracle Morning consists of 6 main elements as per the book, which is called The Life Savers. Now, here Savers is the key term, which is the acronym. So, here S means silence or meditation. A is for affirmations, V is for visualization, E is for exercise, R is for reading, and S is for scribing, or you can say journaling. Now, apart from these major elements that should be included in the morning routine, 2 things must be kept in mind according to the author is that there is no fixed time to wake up in the morning. Considering that different people have different schedules, the essence of the Miracle Morning remains that you simply wake up earlier than you normally would, typically by 30 to 60 minutes, so that you can dedicate time every day to improve yourself. And the second thing is that you can always customize the Miracle Morning to fit your lifestyle. Basically, there is no such compulsion that you have to follow the same order. You can definitely change it. So, I did the Miracle Morning Challenge for 7 days. That is 1 week. So, the standard Miracle Morning routine goes for 1 hour and you divide each element of the savers into 10 minutes. But again, you can change or customize it, and I think this is the best part about this routine. Now, talking about myself. So, I didn't divide the timings of all the 6 elements equally. In fact, I just did it according to my own need. So, my divisions are as follows. I did 5 minutes meditation, exercise for 15 minutes, affirmations for 2 minutes, visualization for again 2 minutes, journaling for 10 minutes, and finally reading for 15 to 20 minutes, and the total came up a bit less than 1 hour, that is 40 minutes approximately, and that's okay. Now, talking about the least productive day of this routine. Obviously, every day cannot be a good day, but there is something good in every day. Damn. Oh, anyways, coming back to the point is that, yes, my 4th day was not the productive day. It was the least productive. I don't know, maybe due to improper sleep schedule. And there's a good news. 1st and 6th day of my routine was very much productive. Now, to sum it up, I would like to talk about the pros of following this routine. So, number one is that you actually feel like you have accomplished a lot in the morning itself. Second thing is I love about this routine is that you don't have to wake up at a particular time. Now, the biggest mistake that I made during this challenge was not getting enough sleep. Yes. So, at last I would say, please try this out, it's really worthy, and if you're trying this, don't forget to share your views with me, and you can follow me on Instagram, Twitter or something else. I'll surely put the links in the description. So, that's it for today, I guess. Stay tuned for the next episode. Till then, bye-bye, take care.